This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we try to help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. You hear that first part, enjoy and protect your nest egg. That's very vital, especially if you're in retirement, unless you're going to go back to work. We'll talk a little bit more about sequence of returns risk. And we try to increase your returns if possible and reduce your risk. However, everything carries risks or different degrees of risk. We'll talk about red, yellow, and green money lately. But my daughter and I, my daughter's a certified estate planner. And myself, a master certified estate planner, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees for the most part. We do have clients that are obviously younger than that, but usually they're from referrals or introductions from other folks. But between my daughter and myself, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees mainly for a little over 70 years, folks. So let me give you some information, and I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, and we've been open for business. That's in Hermitage, zip code 16148, in a development called Linden Point. So if you're coming from Ohio, because we've been serving pre-retirees from eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania, you get off the 4B exit and head north on Route 18, past the Tamashanner Golf Course, and you see Sheets. And then when you pass Sheets, where the next light past that, and you turn right at that light, it says Innovation Way. There's a big development that says Linden Point, where the fourth building on the left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth building on the left, called Legacy Financial Strategy. So you can come in, complimentary consultation, or if you don't want to come in, just want to learn a little bit more about us, we'll give you either 5, 10, or 15-minute consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We'll be telling you what we're doing, and you may be losing money, you didn't realize it's slipping through the cracks. Or you can Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to a website called LeaveALegacy.com, LeaveALegacy.com. So we're going to tell you usually what we do, how we work. We'll talk about secrets and returns. And then I'll try to get a squeeze it in this segment. If you have a living trust, stop naming trusts as IRA beneficiary. That's a no-no. So we're going to talk about that and explain that. And then we're going to be talking about, is this going to be a V-shape, U-shape, a Z-shape economy, and maybe you need to get a second opinion. Or you're retired now, and you're taking money out because you need money, and the market's been going basically up, although we've had a few down cycles, and you think it's going to continue. But what if it goes down and you're required to take money, either through RMDs, although they delayed it to age 72, and this year you don't have to take them out. Hopefully you did that before August 31st, because you could change your mind on it. You could still not take it, but if you already took it, it's too late. But if you haven't taken it, they waived it this year. But if you have to go in a nursing home where you need other money you need to take out and the market's tanking, guess what happens? You're taking money out on a falling knife. So as long as you're leaving money sit, it doesn't really matter the sequence. But once you start drawing money out of your account, that's a huge difference. So one of the things we have on our website is called a on-demand seminar, and it talks about one of the webinars is called Guaranteed Paycheck for Life. It's called Guaranteed Income. But it's like having Social Security, but no matter what happens, you will have a paycheck. So we always recommend people having, you know, Social Security if you're taking that out, and also to make sure you have some supplement income. Then you can do a variety of things with your money. We talk about yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money, what? Your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. And then you name the investment or savings, we probably have it. So the red money is risk money. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisor Group. That's risk. That means you can lose money. Anything that's security, by definition, is risky. I don't care if it's with us or someone else. Nothing wrong with that inherently. But one of the things we do, we built this retirement roadmap. The road that you're on, are you going to have enough money to last your lifetime? I won't go into detail right now, but we've talked a lot about this. Usually we do that the second meeting. So, red money, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, bonds, corporate bonds, mutual fund bonds, they all have different degrees of risk, but they're risk. Then also gold and silver. A lot of people didn't know we offer gold and silver. You know, the stocks, we offer that. We also offer the coins, bars, etc. You know, nothing wrong, depending on the person, anywhere from 5, 10, 15%, depending on the person. Maybe someone shouldn't have any money in it. And then green money is where you can't lose money due to market conditions. Those would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, and index annuities. Notice I said you can't lose money due to market conditions. It is possible if you take too much money out and usually exceed the amount that a company imposes upon you, you can take any money you want out, but they could charge you a surrender charge. And if it hasn't earned enough money, you could possibly lose some of your principal, possibly. So they all have their pros and cons. Insurance is insurance. Securities are securities. Banks are different. So they all have their pros and their cons. So that's why you need to do that retirement roadmap, and you should get a second opinion. So going back to those on-demand seminars, which is on our website called leavealegacy.com, we mentioned Paycheck for Life called Guaranteed Income. Are you ready to retire? Let's say you haven't retired yet. You're thinking about that. How would you like to know the date? And then we have that retirement roadmap. Can almost pinpoint it, all right? Based on a variety of scenarios, we can work with you, and you can see if that makes a lot of sense. Then we also have one on tax-free. Yes, tax-free. Is there such a thing out there? And like I've said many times, taxes are on sale. Not to the end of this year, but December 31st, 2025, they're already scheduled to sunset. So for many people, you don't want to, if you're going to do a conversion of some type, isn't it better to spread it out over 5 years? And we've got some powerful strategies. I won't go into detail because I've done in some of the past shows about that. In fact, you may want to pick up the book called Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Sekula. No charge for it. Or you pick up our book that my daughter and I co-author with some other folks called Pillars of Success. Hardback, we'll pay the shipping. There is no charge for it. If there's an advisor, well, you can get the book, but you got to pay the shipping. I think that should be fair enough. And then taxes. We do tax preparation, tax planning. We're finishing up the extensions on corporate. They're due in September 15th, Tuesday. And then your regular returns, if you haven't done them already, are October 15th. But it's a good time to do some tax planning. So we do tax preparation and tax planning. And then the one thing that could wipe you out is what? People like to talk about catastrophic illness. So we do pre-crisis and crisis. So if you're in a nursing home, a lot of people think it's too late. No, it's not. We can't protect all the S's, but a lot of times we can protect at least a lot of it. So it's better to do pre-crisis, but we do both. That's the one thing, if you haven't planned for it, it could literally wipe you out. So our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. If you want to set up a meeting in the office or a 5 or 10 or 15 minute call at no charge. The phone number again is 800-264-4963, or go to our website. It has all our contact information. You can spend hours there of all free educational information called leavealegacy.com. So stop naming trusts as IRA beneficiaries. Yes, trusts can play an instrumental role in estate planning. Special needs trusts are invaluable to those with disabled or chronically ill family members. We've done lots of them. Trusts, working with attorneys. Trusts are essential for minors and for those who may struggle with managing money. Trusts also allow to post-deadum control of assets, but they're not for everyone. You hear that? Nor are they a panacea when it comes to estate planning, especially with IRAs. And we continue to pound over and over again, naming IRAs as beneficiary. Why did an IRA owner name the trust? Bad advice, but it's a quick fix if you're still alive. If you're in the ground, well, different story. Was he or she simply trying to keep up with the Joneses or brag about their trust? Did he or she read someplace that all trusts are great? Was he or she intentionally trying to make things difficult for his IRA beneficiary? Sadly, making things difficult is oftentimes the unintended result. Assuming we're not talking about minors or those with special needs, and assuming the original IRA owner is not looking to control post-death distribution, items to consider when pondering a trust as your IRA beneficiary include, you got to stay to the next segment, and we'll finish that, rest of that, and we'll tell you how you can get a copy of this article at no charge. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information if you didn't get a chance to write it down. If you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in to see myself or a daughter or both of us, complimentary consultation, our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategies is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, as all our contact information at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. On the last segment, we were finishing up Stop Naming Trusts as IRA Beneficiaries. Now, this comes from Ed Slott and Company. So I can email that to or mail at that if you don't have a computer. Stop naming trusts as IRA beneficiaries. I talked a little bit in the last segment. Trusts are not a panacea for everything. They're right for some folks and not right for other folks. They all have everything, folks, everything has pros and cons. If you're a Democrat, demon rat, a rodent, we'll talk more about that in the last segment. God loves everybody. He wants all come to repentance. However, in this environment, I don't think there really is a Democratic Party. I think it's been hijacked. I think John Kennedy would have been thrown out. Bill Clinton, you wouldn't recognize it. I mean, some of his old videotapes, what he talks about, they've been hijacked. But my point is, everybody has pros and cons. I'm not a fit for everybody. My daughter's not a fit for everybody. Maybe you should work with someone else. On the other hand, maybe we're a good fit. That's why it's good to have that 5, 10, 15-minute call before you come in, or if you like what you hear, set a complimentary consultation. So getting back to stop naming trusts as IRA beneficiary, there is no tax benefit that can be gained with a trust that cannot be earned by naming a person directly as an IRA beneficiary. In fact, a poorly designed trust or mismanagement of the trust assets could result in even a higher tax bill. You hear that? Not to mention the cost to create the trust in the first place. Now, if you're working for a broker, they're not allowed to give tax advice. We are. Compare trust legal fees to how much it costs simply to name a specific person on your IRA beneficiary form. Hint, the answer is $0 for the latter. If your goals are to streamline the process and ease the trouble of claiming the IRA by your beneficiary, then do name a trust. If your beneficiaries are healthy, mature adults, just name them directly. Notice I said the word mature adults. That way they can easily establish an inherit IRA. Of course, they limit that down to the 10-year rule. And do with it as they please. If you name a trust, the custodian could throw a monkey wrench in to the inherit IRA plans. While we have seen IRS guidelines allowing trust beneficiaries to establish inherit IRAs, when the trust was named as the IRA beneficiary, the custodian, folks, still needs to play ball. In addition, there have been multiple occasions where a descendant merely wants to pass his IRA to a surviving spouse. No strings attached, but inadvertently attached a rope by naming a trust as an IRA beneficiary. Surviving spouses have paid thousands of dollars for IRS private letter rulings, all to obtain permission to bypass the trust and complete a basic spouse rollover. These unnecessary trusts as IRA beneficiary are all titanic waste of time and money. Trust administration requirements are taunting. If a family member with little to no trust experience is named as trustee, then expect problems. According to Ed Slott, he said, I have over 2 decades in the financial service industry. He's a CPA, and I want nothing to do with big trustee of a trust. No thanks. Leave that to the corporate trustee. They are the professional, which of course means what? There will be additional steps and the kicker fees involved versus if you had just named the intended beneficiary directly. He said, I get some heat from those who think a trust as an IRA beneficiary is the right solution every time. But he says, according to Ed Slott, he said, my experience says otherwise. Death bruises on my forehead prove the struggle. Please, he said, for my health, do not name a trust as your IRA beneficiary unless there are specific, sensible reasons to do so. If you obtain experience, I advise professional guidance. So if you'd like to get a copy of this, Stop Naming Trust as IRA Beneficiary, call Legacy Financial Strategies, toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, and ask for what? Stop Naming Trust as IRA Beneficiary. We can email it or mail it out to you. So let's talk about wealth unlocked, about the economy. He says there are a lot of different ways to go about achieving wealth breakthrough. He says maybe it's taking advantage of new tech trends, and the NASDAQ 100 has been on a roar, although pulled back 2 days. It was up today. I'm doing this September 9th. Or maybe it's following your passion, starting your own business like an entrepreneur. Or maybe it's looking at a big picture. Our country is facing a myriad of challenges, make it all the more important to understand that it's what's really going on. And once you understand the current circumstances our country is facing, and boy, we're facing a lot, you can position yourself to take advantage of things to come, setting yourself for a wealth breakthrough. Now, this is why you can't get a second opinion from the person you work with. It's good to have a second opinion. Depression and the Great American Exodus, second book of the Bible, is the worst of the economic collapse over? Not really. This comes from Jim Richards, by the way. The economy is off the bottom, but that's only be expected after the historic collapse of the pandemic back in March. Through May, and a stock market crash, March 23rd, was the bottom in April. The question now is whether we're growing again. He says, according to Jim Richards, we are. The questions are, fast is that growth? How long will it be before we return to the 2019 levels output? And he says this question applies not just to the U.S., but the entire global economy, especially the large producers such as China, Japan, and Europe. Here's the news, but it's not all good, he says. Recent data suggests that we may not reach 2019 output levels until, you ready for this, 2023 at the earliest, according to Jim Richards, and that's something close to full unemployment may not return to 2025. Now, it did go down to 8.4. A simple example, he said, will make the point, just not enough growth. He says, assume the GDP, which is what? Measure of all gross domestic products, goods and services, has normalized level of 100. Now, assume a 10% drop. That's just about how much the U.S. economy will decline for the full year 2020, according to many estimates. Although the third quarter will be up. Remember, the last quarter dropped 32.9. He said that moves the benchmark to 90, not 100, because the 10% in 2020. Now, he said, let's assume a 5% growth in 2021. That'd also be the highest growth rate in decades. 5% is huge. Now, of course, this quarter is going to be probably in the 20s. But again, remember, it dropped 32.9 last quarter. He said, that will move the benchmark back to 94.5. Next, assume growth. Remember, the goal was to get to 100. Next, assume growth in 2022 is still 4%. Those are banner years, 5, 4, 4. That also will be a near record annual growth for the past three decades. That would move the benchmark up to 98.3. According to Jim Richard, here's the problem. An output level of 90.83 is still less than 100. In other words, back-to-back growth of 5% in 2021 and 4% 2022 is not enough to recover to 2019 level after a 10% decline in 2020. But the situation even gets worse. China's PMI figures have recently been 50.9 manufacturing and 54.4 for services. The Wall Street Happy Talk Brigade is cheering these numbers because they beat expectations and they show growth. Any number of 50 indicates what? Growth in a PMI index series. But growth is completely expected. The problem is that growth is so weak. A strong bounce back from a collapse should produce, according to Jim Research, a PMI readings of 60 to 70 if a robust recovery were underway. It's not. Here's the reality. When the U.S. economy is going through right now is far worse than the technical recession. As recession is defined as what? I've talked many times about that. Two or three more consecutive quarters of declining growth along with higher unemployment. A recession beginning February has already been declared by the National Bureau of Research, which is the private arbiter of when recessions begin and end. If we judge strictly by growth figures, the recession may already be over, although we won't know for months to come until quarterly growth figures are available and the NBER has time to evaluate them and make a call. Most recessions don't last that long, usually about 6 to 9 months. But that misses the fact we're really in a what? New depression. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network, and we come back. According to Jim Richards, we're going to talk about the new depression. So make sure you stay tuned. If you miss it, we'll tell you about how you can listen to it on your own. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Before we continue what we're talking about on the last segment of where the economy is going, and the title of this segment is, I alluded to the last segment, the new depression. Don't want to scare you. I want to prepare you. But before I do that, let me tell you the jobless came out on Thursday, September 10th. It says U.S. jobless claims, including federal filings, rise fourth straight week in a sign of stalling labor market. The number, by the way, if you like any of these reports that I've talked about, I can either email them or mail them to you if you don't have a computer. Our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategy is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or if you have nothing in your hand to write it down or you're in another room just listening, try to remember these two words, Legacy Financial, and just Google that if you have a computer. And it'll take you to an area on Google that says leave. LeaveALegacy.com will take you to our website. It has all our contact information. That's LeaveALegacy.com. Just Google the word Legacy Financial. So the numbers of Americans who apply for unemployment benefit through state and federal programs rose early in September for the fourth week in a row, signaling that a gradual improvement in the labor market during the summer has stalled. That's great news. It says initial jobless claims filed traditionally through state employment offices were unchanged at a seasonally adjusted, ready for this number, 884,000 in the week of August 30th to September 5th. The Labor Department said Thursday economists polled by MarketWatch had forecasted new claims to fall to 840,000. So that puts the number of actual unadjusted new claims at 1.69 million compared to 1.59 million in the prior week. Federal filings have risen 4 weeks in a row. Continuous jobless claims, or the numbers of people already received benefits, rose, though, by 93,000 to a seasonally adjusted 13.39 million in the 7 days ended August 29th. It was the first increase in 5 weeks. So sometimes you have to drill down through the reports to find out what's going on. 2 weeks ago, the Bureau of Labor Statistics changed its process for seasonal adjustments to make its report more accurate. The levels of seasonally adjusted claims had run notably higher during the pandemic than the real or actual number of people applying for benefits. Now, these two sets of numbers are more closely aligned, and what they both show is that the decline in new claims appears to have stalled. So I have a complete report and go through all the numbers. So that seems like the good news. So let's get back to what we're talking about. This was by Jim Richards, and we're talking about the new depression. He said most recessions don't last that long. Remember what a recession is? That's when a GDP, gross domestic product, stays the same or declines for two consecutive quarters. Usually about 6 to 9 months it lasts, but that misses the fact. He says that we're really in a new depression. You say, wait a minute. You say growth may be weak, but it's still growth, right? How can you say we're in a depression? Well, as I've explained before, he says the starting place for understanding depression is to get the definition right. economists don't like the word depression because it does what? Have an exact mathematical definition. For economists, anything that cannot be quantified, they say it doesn't exist. This view is one of many failings of modern economics. Many people think of depression as a continuous decline in GDP. He goes on to say the standard definition of a recession, as I mentioned earlier, is two or more what? Consecutive quarters of declining or staying the same and rising unemployment, which we explained earlier. Since a depression is understood to be something worse than a recession, investors think it must mean an extra long period of decline. But that's not the definition of depression. Here's his definition, and he's not the only one. But they say the best definition he ever came is from John Maynard, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D, Keynes, K-E-Y-N-E-S, famous economist, in his 1936 classic, The General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money. Keynes said, a depression is a chronic condition of subnormal activity for a considerable period without any marked tendency either towards recovery or toward complete collapse. He goes on to say, did not refer to declining GDP. He talked about subnormal. Here, that's subnormal activity. In other words, it's entirely possible to have a growth in a depression. He said the problem is that growth is below trend and it's weak growth that does not do the job of providing enough jobs or staying ahead of the national debt. That's exactly what the U.S. is experiencing today. He said the key is depression is not measured by declining growth, but is measured by a combination of actual declines and below trend recovery. He said this happened during the Great Depression. He said there was declining growth and technical recession from 1929 to 1932, then a recovery from a low level from 1933 to 36. Then a second technical recession in 1937 to 38, and then another recovery from 1939 to 40. Then, of course, the war broke out in 41. He said the entire period, 1929 to 40, is known as what? The Great Depression, in part because the stock market and commercial real estate never recovered their 1929 levels. Even by 1940, they finally recovered in 1954. He said depressions are also categorized by large behavior changes, including higher savings rates, smaller family size, and internal migration. These effects are intergenerational. Many behavior changes from the 1930s were still prevalent in the 1950s and early 60s and lasted until the baby boomers came of age in the late 1960s. That kind of profound changes with lasting impact is happening today. You may say, well, what's the point? The point is, folks, if you're near retirement or in retirement, you need to get a second opinion. When you start taking money out, we talked earlier in the first segment about sequences of returns. If you catch the wrong cycle, you can be a heap of trouble. That's why you need at least part of your money, besides Social Security, is to have a paycheck or guaranteed income. I said we have those mini seminars at a website called leavealegacy.com, on-demand seminars. You can watch those at your convenience. And also, you can get the book called Smart Retirement by Matt Segula and the foreword by Dr. Michael Rosian, who has four-time New York sellers put the foreword in. And this book is called Strategic Movement and Retirement Taxation. So, folks, you need to set a plan up. You need to get a second opinion. And you can't get a second opinion from the first person you're working with. So if you'd like to set up a call or get a complimentary consultation, you can schedule a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in and see myself or my daughter, Sherry. And it's complimentary. And we're glad to sit down with you and give you our thoughts and see the road that you're on, where you're going. So if you'd like to set up a call or come in, call us toll-free at 800-264-4963. I have to apologize. My voice is still the past 4.5 weeks, almost 5 weeks. It's still a little raspy because of the cold, so some days it's better than others. So toll-free number is 800-264-4963, or just go to our website. It has all our contact information. LeaveALegacy.com. LeaveALegacy.com. So due to the combination of COVID-19 spreading in densely populated areas, business fairs, urban riots, and failing mayors and police departments, Americans are migrating from the big cities to suburban and country areas by the millions. And I just watched Harry Dent earlier today, and I won't go into today about it, but maybe next week I'll talk about what he has to forecast. He did a tremendous job talking on this. It was way by Zoom. So again, if you'd like to set up a call, the toll-free number is what again? 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So in this segment, we're going to talk a little politics, folks. You know, every election cycle, everybody says this is the most important election. But that maybe not be a cliche because, you know, things change, and our country seems to be, some of the fabric seems to be deteriorating in a rapid mode. Now, I don't think as widespread as it is, but between the media and certain factions, they're certainly getting a lot of attention. But deplorable rednecks like you and maybe some other people who are listening to me aren't like that. They're not saying anything. But we need to speak out because, you know, you cook a frog, don't you? A live frog, that is, you don't, not that you took a live frog, but you don't turn the water up, not the water, but the fire under the water on the stove to boiling. You do it gradually. And that's what's happened, it seems like, many facets of our society, including the school. Yes, including the school. In fact, next week I'm going to talk about something, a proposition, what they're talking about, our history, but I'll talk about that next week, and what they want to do is basically rewrite that and indoctrinate our children. You're going to be shocked to hear more about that. We'll talk about that next week. And on the other side, we have a candidate, Uncle Joe, as he's referred to, Joey Biden. He said after his speech when he accepted the nomination, and he did it virtual, and then his wife was there, and his kids and grandkids, and I think they had balloons. And he said, "I am Joe Biden's husband." It wasn't a joke, folks. Now, in all due fairness, I'm trying to give him the benefit. His name is Joe, so that's Jay. He's married to Jill. Her first name starts with J. So maybe he got confused with the letters. Jill, Joe, I don't know. Just like he got confused one time his sister and his wife were on one side, and he called them by the wrong name. He got it mixed up. And he said, oh, you switched on me. Well, I didn't know it makes a difference what side they're on if you have to switch to know who's who, especially when it comes to your wife and sister. But normally you wouldn't make fun of someone. You would pray for them. And of course, you're supposed to pray for everybody regardless of what's going on. I pray for his repentance, his salvation. But he should be running for president, folks. No. He should not be running. But he is. So I hope you can see that. If you haven't, you need to get educated. In fact, even a White House stenographer, Biden's mental acuity has deteriorated. That's what he said. He's deteriorated. And Michael McCormick, who served as Joe Biden's White House stenographer, claims that the former vice president doesn't appear to have the same mental acuity he once had. Are you kidding? That's pretty obvious. But McCormick's comments came in an interview with the Washington Free Beacon posted Tuesday. McCormick worked with Biden from 2011 to 2017, so he knows him. He claims he's got to a point where he's not the same Joe Biden, but he's still always been creepy, and he likes to, we'll use it politely, mendacious. He's very mendacious and fallacious. It's a complete difference from what he was, he said, in 2017. That's his stenographer, McCormick. He lost a step. I think he's lost several steps. And he doesn't seem to have the same mental acuities he did 4 years ago. He doesn't have the energy. That's why Donald calls him Sleepy Joe. He doesn't have the pace of his speaking. He said he's a different guy. According to the Free Beacon, McCormick often traveled with Biden transcribing his speeches in public conversations with leaders of foreign countries. McCormick said the Democratic Party's presidential nominee now appears to get lost, to say the least, during interviews. And the Free Beacon noted that President Donald Trump's campaign had released an ad last month suggesting Biden is suffering from cognitive decline. Meanwhile, Biden, 77, he'll be 78 in November, coming up here shortly, by a reporter in June if he had been tested for some degree of cognitive decline. He replied, I've been testing. I'm constantly testing. Look what you got to do is watch me. And I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against. Well, I'd like to see that debate. I hope they're in the same room. Now, regarding The Atlantic, now I don't even know who reads that trashy magazine. I certainly don't. But even one of his critics who worked for Donald Trump and came out with a book was very critical of Donald Trump. Even John Bolton calls The Atlantic claim simply false. There's many, many, many people coming out saying that it's false. But the accusers, these anonymous four or five people or so, who are they? Why do they come forth? What do they have to be ashamed of? I mean, they're trying every avenue, anything they can think of. And folks, a lot of these ideas come go way back to Saul Alinsky, A-L-I-N-S-K-Y. He died in 1972. He wrote two books, Rules for Radical and Rebels for Radicals. He was Hillary's mentor, and I have the 93-page thesis that she did for that. And he had these principles. He talks about dress, try to infiltrate every part of the government, make up things. And, of course, in fact, I'm going to have to find the video. It's been a while since I played it on the radio. And Nancy Pelosi, they asked reporters, I had the video with this. Of course, you won't see the video, you'll see the audio. But if you want the video, I could send it to you. The smear, this is one thing that Alinsky talks about. And the reporters asked her, what a smear is. Smear, according to Nancy Pelosi, and this is Saul Alinsky, is you make something up about someone that's false about your opponent. And then you try to link it to the press or news media. And she said if they write about it or talk about it, it try to give us some credence. And that's a tactic or a strategy we use, and we call it a smear. Right from Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky dedicated those two books to Satan. Yes, you heard the devil. And Playboy magazine interviewed him and asked him why he would do that. He says, when I die, I want to be down with the have-nots. Not the haves. He probably got his wish. And by the way, he was a wealthy professor in Chicago. He died in Carmel, California, which is a pretty wealthy area. So he probably got his wish unless he repented. I've been seeing articles about that and accepted Jesus Christ as the God. Another wacky thing in Colorado. I have lots of friends in Colorado. Secretary of State threatens our President Donald Trump with prosecution. Colorado Secretary of State Gina Griswold threatened to refer President Donald Trump for prosecution in any suspected cases of double voting in the state. Her Twitter post came days after Trump discussing testing man in a voting system in North Carolina. He told people to vote by mail, then go and try and vote in person. Is that what he said? No, no, no. If you vote mail, go check to see if it went through, and if it didn't, then go in person. So obviously they test that, and even the press conference, they twisted that, and the secretary of the press read the actual text comment, and the person didn't have anything to say after that. And then, guess what? As they were leaving, another reporter shouted out, why does he encourage double voting? Well, he doesn't. See, it's that smear. That's that tactic. They will try every single thing. If you cannot see what's going on, then what can I say? You're blinded. But God still loves you. He wants all to come to repentance. So if you want to protect your money or you want some strategies, learn more about that, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963 and set up that complimentary consultation. That's 800-264-4963. But you want to protect your freedom, get educated. Vote only once, though. But get educated. Don't take my word for it or someone else. Do your own research. And what would help you, by the way, is number one, you're going to die. I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. And the secret to getting to heaven is not because you're a good old gal or boy. The Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short the glory of God. The secret is James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord. In other words, you must ask for forgiveness, repentance, then accept Jesus Christ as the God. And once you do that, you've now got Holy Spirit will give you discernment. You still got your rotten nature, but you got your Holy Spirit nature. And if you mean in your heart, you will in fact spend eternity in heaven. He's the Alpha and the mega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me being Jesus. He wants all to come to repentance. But unfortunately, according to Matthew 7, many people will know because of ignorance and pride. Who do you say Jesus is? Is he a lunatic, a liar, or the God? He stands at the door, but you have to open the door and ask for forgiveness and accept him. If you do that, as Lord and Savior, you will, in fact, spend eternity in heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leaveatlegacy.com to learn more. That's leaveatlegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information, must-know fact, you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com. Leaveatlegacy.com.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leaveatlegacy.com to learn more. That's leaveatlegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.